Hello and happy Valentine's Day from all of us here at Classical IPR. I'm Kate Botello, your morning host, Monday through Friday, bringing you a selection of beautiful love music selected by all of us here at Classical IPR. I'll go ahead and go first and start off with some music by Rachmaninoff. This is The Vocalese, performed by Kathleen Battle, with Margot Garrett playing the piano. Kathleen Battle sang Rachmaninoff's Vocalese, Margot Garrett played the piano. Next, music from Eric Whitaker, based on a beautiful poem by poet Octavio Paz. And he said that one section of this music, which contains the phrase never kissing, may be the truest notes he's ever written. Stephen Layton conducts Polyphony. Stephen Layton conducted the Polyphony Ensemble performing Eric Whitaker's A Boy and a Girl, based on poetry by Octavio Paz. Up next, some music from Chopin, a good composer to go with if you're in a romantic frame of mind. Here's Ballade No. 1, performed by Christian Zimmerman.
Thank you.
Christian Zimmermann performed Chopin's Ballade No. 1 in G minor. Up next, from Astor Piazzolla, a milonga, which is meant to be a kinder, gentler form of the tango. This one is called Milonga sin palabras, which means a milonga without words. Gideon Kramer conducts and performs with Kramerata Baltica.
Thank you.
Gideon Kremer with Kremerata Baltica performing Astor Piazzolla's Milonga sin Palabras, the Milonga without words. Well, now that we've had a little saucy mystery in our Valentine's mix, how about a touch of really wonderful sweetness? This is the Mozart aria Un'ora Amorosa from Così fan tutte, but it's sung here by the Swingle Singers. The text describes being hungry but not needing food because only just a breath of love from your loved one is enough to sustain you.
Un'ora amorosa del nostro tesoro, un dolce ristoro al cor porgerà. Un'ora amorosa del nostro
was the Swingle Singers with a really sweet rendition of Mozart's Un'ora Amorosa from Così fan tutte. Now let's hear some selections from your next classical Valentine, Meg Gruitz.
Happy Valentine's Day. I'm Meg Gruitz, one of your hosts here at Classical IPR. I've chosen three pieces for my Valentine to you, and the first one is a selection from Claudio Monteverdi's opera L'Incoronazione di Poppea, The Coronation of Poppea. And I've chosen the final duet, which is Pur ti miro. And the text is Pur ti miro, pur ti stringo, pur ti godo, pur ti annodo. I adore you, I embrace you, I desire you, and I enchain you. This is a duet between Poppea and Nerone, two not actually very nice people, but who have the same goal and who actually do want to be with each other. And you'll hear how the lines intertwine between each other. It's a sublime duet, and it finishes. It is the final scene of this opera, which was in fact one of the first operas ever written. My second selection is Johannes Brahms' Intermezzo Opus 118, and I've chosen Radu Lupu's performance of this. I think it's one of the most exquisite pieces in the piano repertory, and something so tender and intimate, yet passionate in that piece. And I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. The final piece is from Richard Strauss's opera Der Rosenkavalier, and this is the final trio going into the duet. And the trio is between the Marceline, Octavian, and Sophie. The Marceline and Octavian have been having an affair, and the Marceline says at the beginning, "I always knew I would give him up, but I didn't think it would have to be so soon. This is how men are." And Octavian says he can't believe she's going to let him go, and is it really true, because he and Sophie are meant to be together. And you hear the pain in the Marceline's voice, but also the understanding that it's time to let him go. And you hear the soaring music of the two young lovers. And as that trio dissolves, it goes into the final duet, which is known as the Rose Duet, between Sophie and Octavian. And they say, "Is it a dream? Can I really be? Can it be?" Beautiful music for you, picked by me for Valentine's Day. Monteverdi, Brahms, and Strauss. Enjoy. Happy Valentine's Day.
Signor, per Signor, per mia vita.
That was your classical Valentine from Meg Gruitz. Thank you, Meg. Up next, musicologist Amanda Sewell brings us a classic classical love triangle for Valentine's Day.
Hi, I'm Amanda Sewell, and this is my musical Valentine for classical IPR listeners. Since love is sometimes messy and complicated, I thought I would tell the story of Robert and Clara Schumann in a little musical narrative here. For most of 1840, Robert and Clara Schumann were in a heated court battle with her father, fighting for the right for them to wed. Because she wasn't yet 21, they needed her father's approval, and he was vehemently opposed to his daughter marrying this Robert Schumann person, and so he fought them every step of the way. 1840 is often called Robert Schumann's Year of Song because he composed many songs during this year, many of which sort of speak to the ongoing court battle for the right to marry Clara. I want to play for you two songs from the larger work Frauenleben und Leben, or Woman's Life and Love, a song cycle that Schumann composed this year. The poetry is Adalbert von Chamisso. We'll first hear Der Ring an meinem Finger, which in German is the little golden ring on my finger. The text says, I will live for him, give myself to him completely. Really a wonderful little love song. And then the other song from the cycle we'll hear is Nun hast du mir den ersten Schmerz getan, which is, now you have hurt me for the first time. You have hurt me deeply. You are sleeping, you cold-hearted, merciless man. The sleep of death. In this recording, we'll hear soprano Barbara Bonney and pianist Vladimir Ashkenazi.
Thank you.
The final song of Robert Schumann's Frauen lieben und leben that we just heard there, Now You Have Hurt Me for the First Time, You Have Hurt Me Deeply, in that sleep of death. Unfortunately, that song would be all too true for Robert and Clara Schumann very early in their marriage. In 1840, the court finally granted them the right to wed, and they were very happy for a few years. Clara Schumann continued to compose and to perform throughout this time, although she had several children, and the stress of taking care of her husband and of raising the children and of pregnancy made it very difficult for her to compose as much and as often as she would have liked, and she understood at the time that her husband's career in compositions came first. What we'll hear is one of her last original compositions, written in the middle of the 1840s after they'd been married and had a few children. This is the third movement of her trio for piano, violin, and cello in G minor. We'll hear the members of the McAllister Trio in this recording.
Thank you.
the early 1850s, Robert Schumann, who had battled mental illness much of his adult life, attempted suicide one last time and survived, but was placed in an asylum for the last 2 years of his life. At the same time, Clara Schumann was spending a lot of time with the young pianist and composer Johannes Brahms, whom she and her husband had been mentoring for a while. Brahms's devotion to the Schumanns is the stuff of legend, and he and Clara Schumann maintained a very close but always platonic friendship for more than 40 years after the death of Robert Schumann in the mid-1850s. And what we'll hear is a piece that Brahms wrote soon after Robert Schumann's commitment to the asylum. It's variations on a theme of Robert Schumann for one piano, four hands. The two pianists we'll hear are Andra Schiff and Sir George Schulte.
Thank you.
We heard variations 1, 6, 8, and 10 from Johannes Brahms's Variations on a Theme of Robert Schumann. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks so much for sharing my musical Valentine with me. And I chose this story of Robert and Clara Schumann and of Johannes Brahms because, to me, love is complicated, love is messy, love is a lot of work, but love is rewarding and love is enduring, and I think that is epitomized so well in the tale of these three musicians from the 19th century. Thanks so much for listening. For more information about this playlist, you can visit classicalipr.org. Happy Valentine's Day.
I love that. Love is complicated and messy and certainly rewarding. Thank you, Amanda Sewell, for that wonderful Valentine. One last classical IPR Valentine for you now from Nancy Deneen.
Hello, this is Nancy Deneen, one of your music hosts here at Classical IPR. For me, a Valentine playlist that's just right would include sounds that would go perfectly with a romantic dinner by candlelight, or a leisurely drive on a winter evening when the roads are good, or a game of Scrabble by the fire. Gil Shaham is the performer in the first piece. It's called Love's Greeting by Sir Edward Elgar. It's kind of self-explanatory how that fits in with Valentine's Day. Then the beautiful Nocturne in E-flat by Franz Schubert. We have a performance by the Kallikstein Laredo Robinson Trio. And then we finish with the magnificent intermezzo from Cavalleria Rusticana by Pietro Mascagni. If that's not romance, I don't know what is. We're treated to a performance by the Oslo Philharmonic conducted by Marius Janssens. Enjoy the music and happy Valentine's Day from Interlaken Public Radio, Classical IPR.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. Thank you, Amanda. Thank you, Meg. And thank you for listening to our musical Valentines. I'm Kate Botello, wishing you and yours a happy Valentine's Day from all of us at Classical IPR.